Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to another episode of Basement Banter. This week, I was preparing. Since it's such a terrible year that we've had so far, I was going to do the worst things about 2020 that have occurred. But in the middle of it, I was thinking about, me and my friends over the past couple of weeks have been talking about terrible show endings and movie endings that I'm going to get into this list. So I figured I'll put the how bad 2020 is in my back pocket maybe for another like 2 weeks from now when we get to the last week of it. And this week, talk about the worst endings of any show that I've seen personally of all time. And I'm sure that you guys have seen them as well, because it isn't like I'm some artsy person watching these underground films or whatever. The ones that I'm talking about are pretty well known. And I was going to get into them a little bit. A little bit of a shorter episode today. For all of you on the East Coast, as you know, as you're listening to this, you might be shoveling your driveway as we speak. We are getting a lot of snow. So I want to make sure that I get this episode out to you guys before I lose power, because then I'm going to have not only no internet. I'll not only have no power to record the episode, I will have no internet to then upload the episode if I somehow got through it all before the power went out. So I'm going to, and if the power goes out, this might be the last episode, because I might shoot myself, because the last time we lost power up here in New Jersey, most of us in New Jersey didn't get it back for days, like 3, 4, 5 days. Hell on earth. Just like I will be facing if I don't get this out to you guys. So I put my top 10 worst endings of shows or movies that I have seen personally. And I'll go into detail of each one and why it is absolutely the worst thing that you ever could have done to people that have spent years of their lives watching these shows. So the first one that I wanted to bring up for you guys was Seinfeld. Now, I'm sure that you guys, I don't know if there's people that have watched it. For most of our audience, probably our parents' generation, they've seen Seinfeld, obviously, or have watched it from the beginning to end. For reference, for those of you who don't know, there's 180 episodes, and it went on from 1989 to 1998, so almost a whole full decade. Actually, yeah, almost a full decade of Seinfeld. People, 180 episodes, people gathering around to watch Seinfeld season in and season out. All their favorite characters getting into these goofy situations here and there. And you would think that they would end it on a note where, you know what, let's all get together at Jerry's apartment. Let's go and we'll have everyone have their good send off. You know, Kramer, I'm sure, would be doing something absolutely, completely ridiculous. George would be doing something ridiculous. I'm sure Jerry would just be a comedian still. Elaine would be off with someone else. But no. Instead, the show decided to end with, I guess, being like witty. The big joke of Seinfeld was it was a show about nothing. Which it actually was, because there really wasn't a plot line besides the friends just being friends with each other. And it ended the show because they didn't do anything. They got arrested, and I think they had to do like 10 plus years in prison because they didn't save a man from getting his car stolen. It was the classic, you know, them making fun of someone for something unfortunate happening, and they got arrested and they went to jail for 10 plus years for whatever. The town had their Good Samaritan law, and then they got arrested. Did have to do a dime in prison for that. Now, it not only was it stupid that they got arrested for such a stupid thing, because they didn't do anything about someone getting their car stolen. I don't know what you want Fat George or Goofy Kramer or unathletic Jerry or Elaine to do there, but just to kick it off, Second of all, they aren't even in New York City. The whole show, they're in New York City. You know, every here and there, they're off doing something stupid. But it's all based in New York City. And you're going to end the show, which is arguably one of the best sitcoms of all time, if not the best sitcom of all time. You end it with them getting arrested, I think, in Massachusetts. They got arrested in Massachusetts, and they had to do 10 years in jail because of someone getting their car stolen, which makes absolutely no sense. Absolutely terrible. I think it got, I wanted to make sure I got I wanted to make sure the premise was right before, make sure I remembered it right. And it got half a star when I looked up the season finale of Seinfeld. They did it got a half star out of five, and the whole show is probably like a 4.9 out of 10. And the reason why, 4.9 out of 5 for like a TV sitcom, and the only reason why it isn't a 5 out of 5 is because the ending is so bad, which is basically why a lot of these things are on here, because of how terrible the endings are. But I think that one was stupid because, you know, the perfect ending would have been them in their apartment, in Jerry's apartment, and they all go their separate ways, or maybe they don't go their separate ways, but at least it would be a little bit better if they were in Jerry's apartment where the whole show began, the whole premise of the show, or maybe at the diner. But instead you have them up in Massachusetts getting arrested for not doing anything for someone getting their car stolen, for as if they would have anything to do with it anyway. I didn't really like that one, but I mean, whatever. The next one was How I Met Your Mother. And How I Met Your Mother is, I don't want to say a satire of Friends, which I think is not really a very funny show. Sue me. but it kind of has a lot of parallels as Friends. And instead of them hanging out in the coffee shop all the time, they're hanging out in bars, and they do joke about that in the show. It's a very funny show. I would recommend it still for people. Because once again, it's a sitcom, so it isn't like the ending really has a lot of weight to it. But I have to say, it is one of the worst, probably a top three. Probably if I just made this as I went along off the top of my head, but this would probably be in a top three category of worst endings of all time. And let me explain it why. So the name of the show is How I Met Your Mother, right? And the whole show goes about the main character, Ted Mosby, and about how he finds the kids' mothers. Like, the whole show is him basically telling his kids about how he met their mother. So throughout the show, he's dating these different women. Huh, maybe this is going to be the lady that's their mother. Maybe this person's going to be the one that he ends up marrying. Along with all this stuff he does with his friends, yada, yada, yada. He always loves this woman, Robin, throughout the whole entire show. And so there's a lot of buildup, and there's a lot of constantly wondering, you know, like, is this going to be the one, or is this going to be the one? Obviously, when you're in season two, like, I watched it after it came out, so obviously in season two. Well, actually, for everyone at home watching it anyway, you're knowing if it's like the first season that they're not going to be the one that's the mother. But it was a 9-season show. So throughout it, you're like, oh, well, maybe they'll come back into the fold. Maybe this person down the line will end up being the mother, because they end up popping in. Old girlfriends end up coming into play down in seasons later. And he ends up, you know, confessing his love to just about all of them, because that's how the main character Ted is. And the ending of the show is someone that he meets, I think, like a couple episodes before the show officially ends. So you're like, oh, damn. Or not, oh, damn. You're like, fuck. I spent however many hours of my life binge watching this show for this. He ends up meeting the girl a couple episodes before the show ends. So it isn't even like that build-up moment of, oh, my God, like, he's back together with this girl after all this time. No. It's a girl that you have no connection to because you met her a couple episodes before. Then to make it worse, the girl kicks it at the end. It's revealed that his wife kicked it. So, whatever, like, he doesn't end up, you never actually meet the mother. They never do meet the mother. It's just, she's dead. And then he ends up dating the girl, Robin, who you wanted to be the mother to begin with. And you just have this, like, it is, like, it would have been one thing if it was a girl that, because he would have girlfriends for episode or for, like, a season or two, maybe. And, you know, like, you would hope, like, oh, I hope he ends up with her. Oh, like, this girl could probably be the one. And you're trying to figure it out the whole time. And then it turns out all of your investigations was the biggest waste of time. And you were never going to meet the mother. We barely met the mother. We met the mother a couple episodes before the show ended. And then she died. So the kids never, we never even see the kids seeing their mother. She's dead. She's dead. You never meet her. It's just the girl, Robin, that ends up being the girlfriend. It's stupid. You wait. I mean, I can't tell you how many hours after class I would come home from, like, at school and watch How I Met Your Mother, wondering, oh, I wonder who this is going to be. And it ends up being someone that you don't even know. There's no attachment. There's no attachment. You know, the writing doesn't let you get attached to the character. She ends up being like his wedding date, I think, or somebody meets at the bus stop or something. But she's a stiff. She brings nothing to the table. And then you never meet. Then she ends up dying before the show even ends. You don't see, because then at the end they're all older, so you don't even see the old version of this woman coming in and being like the mom. So at least it's like, oh, well, at least they're all like a happy family and yada yada yada. She's dead. So it was just a waste of time. It isn't like it was some woman that came back from years, like from a season or two before, and they rekindled their relationship halfway through the last season. No. It's some woman that we never met the whole time. Don't even see her until the last couple episodes. And then she kicks it. So, like, you don't even feel... No. You don't feel bad because it's an actor, first of all. And second of all, there was no emotional attachment because there really wasn't any writing for her. Like, maybe, like, a laugh here and there. Not even a laugh because, you know how sitcoms are. Some of them aren't funny, but, you know, they just have the audience laugh track. And it was just stupid because, like, it literally could have been any of his girlfriends from the past, and it would have been like, oh, it would have been rewarding because then it was like, oh, I remember her from that season or that season. No, someone that you meet in the last couple episodes and then you don't even see her through to the end because she kicks rocks and dies by the end of the show. So I don't know. You spend all this time invested. This isn't even like, I mean, once I get to there's a couple that really made my blood boil. I said this was probably like three. I mean, there's some that really make my blood boil and I cannot come to terms with them. But this one was kind of bad too, because you get jerked along for however many hours of your life for that. For someone that you didn't even know. Oh, my God. It's atrocious. It is atrocious, and it's a disgrace that you spend so many hours of your life. Once again, it's a sitcom, so you can't be too mad about the plot lines, yada, yada, yada. But I don't know. Like, it just was stupid. Like, you literally could have thrown any of the numerous girlfriends he had in the show, and you choose to go with someone that we didn't even meet. It just doesn't make any sense. He had a dermatologist girlfriend, I recall, that was someone that I really thought that could have been the one for him. That, like, not to sound, I don't know, like, not to sound weird, but, like, I feel like that, like, there was other people that could have fit it and it would have been better, and everyone that was watching the show would have felt more, not gratified, would have felt more come full circle instead of it being, like, a random person, like, oh, okay, like, whatever, like. And the girl wasn't even as attractive as all the other girlfriends, to make it worse. Not that it's about looks, but I'm just saying that, you know, he was dating some girls that were like 10s. And then he, like, some random girl at the bus stop at the very end comes in. Oh, at this point, like, Ted was so desperate. He's like, you want to be my wife? That's not what happened, but, I mean, it would have probably been better than how the show actually did end. If it ended with him just going, hey, you want to be my wife? Yeah, sure. Roll credits. End of the show. Stupid. Speaking of stupid, the next one I have on this list is the Titanic. And I know what you're saying, Ryan. Oh, it's a nonfiction. This actually happened. I know the boat sank and all the people died, yada, yada, yada. My gripe isn't with any of that besides the fact that, and I know you're all going, I know where this is going. You could have fit two people on that dresser that they're floating on in the ocean. All she had to do, it's like greed. Like, she could almost go to jail for murder because you could have very well let Jack up there. And instead, she let him sink. She didn't even really make an effort to pull him up onto the boat or onto the raft. If you go back and watch it, she doesn't try and help him up. He's just sitting there. She just lets him sit there and is like stroking his arm as if he could feel it because this guy has such severe frostbite and probably is not even fully conscious because he's sitting in below just around freezing point water. Poor guy. The guy helps her get off the boat, brings her through all these different numerous corridors of the Titanic, brings her up to the boats, helps her over to the friggin' thing, and she doesn't even pull him up, and he dies. And then you see the big pan-out shot of her laying on the thing, crying, all upset about it, and you realize, hey, if you scooted over a little bit, you probably could have been there with him. You could have still been married to him, and then instead you get the old greedy lady at the end. Not that you don't see that she's greedy. They don't write her as greedy, but you know she's greedy. Because then you're like, wait a minute, I felt bad for this old lady the whole time, and she could have helped the guy that she's upset about the whole time by pulling him up onto the thing. It makes no sense. Like, the boat, obviously, the boat had to sink. It's the fucking Titanic, but the thing is, they could have made the dresser smaller. You could have made it like a smaller object for her to go on top of, and it would have been more reasonable, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation right now. If it was like one of those, I don't know what they're called, but it's like a chest at the bottom or like a trunk at the bottom of people's beds that they put like clothes in. And whatever, it's probably just a trunk at the bottom of people's beds. But you could have put one of those because that's one person. You're only fitting one person on those. She was on a giant dresser that could have fit the friggin' presidential suite of the Titanic's dresser that floated into it. You could have fit probably four people on it. Go back and watch it. It is an enormous dresser. Could have been so many people on top of it, and instead you have the enormous one with only one on it, and she really doesn't make an effort. You know, she isn't shuffling around trying to be like, Jack, I'll pull you up on this side, and I'll scoot over here to distribute the weight properly or something. She just lets him sink. He helped her through he did all of the hard stuff. All she had to do was pull him on, and she doesn't do it. I don't get why. I cannot, for the life of me, understand why. I'm going to pull up an image of this right now, and it's going to make myself even more mad. Titanic ending. But, it just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. She has, and then to make it worse, she's on the thing. She's on the freaking dresser with a life vest. She could have given him the life vest. It's just all fucked. It's screwed up. You could see it. Oh, my God. Just go and look up the Titanic ending dresser. There is an obnoxious amount of room. Ugh. She could have scooted over. She's laying across it, just, sprawled out, loving it. Just make it, and the thing is that it isn't, historically inaccurate or, that people have a problem with or the writing. Everything is great. Just make that smaller so then he couldn't physically go on it. Now it's an outrage that people are talking about 20, 30 years later. Just have her move over. Stupid. The next one's kind of just nitpicky. For all of you Dark Knight fans out there, I know if Nick Vallant's listening, big Dark Knight trilogy fan. I'm not a fan of the ending of that one either. And I will tell you why. First of all, Batman would never just ditch Gotham City to run across, to go dancing around Florence, Italy with Catwoman, who was his enemy for most of the third part of the series. But And for him to just go and leave Gotham, first of all, I know that he defeated Bane and all is well at that point. I guess they get everyone back to prison. He destroys the bomb over the bay. It's great. But I don't think he would leave Gotham. And this one's nitpicky. Like I love the whole Dark Knight trilogy, yada, yada, yada. I just didn't like how it ended because Christian Bale's Batman, I don't think ever was going to retire from being Batman. He loved being Batman. He was badass. But, you know, it just, like, it's kind of cool, yeah, that Alfred sees him in the cafe in Italy eventually. But that's kind of like that's like just sappy whatever BS. And, you know, then you kind of get insinuated that Joseph Gordon-Levitt's going to be Robin, which we never, ever saw. I don't know why we didn't, because people would have, that series of movies would have made just as much probably because of how well that series was, except the ending, which once again is nitpicky. I don't know. And then Morgan Freeman destroys a lot of the technology in it, and I don't know. I just had a big gripe with how it ended. They basically just, Wayne Enterprises goes to shit, and they turn his house into a foster home, which is very nice and everything, but it was such a dark pun on word, I guess, punny. But it's such a dark trilogy for it to end such like a little sappy, like, ooh, like Alfred just so happens to go and see Christian Bale or Batman there with Catwoman. I don't know. I didn't like it. I thought it was too sappy with how the whole trilogy was going. So much death and like loss and like darkness and stuff. It would have been great if Batman actually did sacrifice himself. Or better yet, if they just had Batman still looming over Gotham as it ended, and people would have been content with that. But I don't know. Like, just him being, like, retired, I had a big problem with it. I don't know. Like, Bane, such a badass in the whole entire movie, you know, causing all of this chaos, doing all of the hard work, the heavy lifting, and then it turns out, like, It's still cool that it's Ra's al Ghul's daughter that ends up causing all of this mayhem. It almost blows up Gotham. But Bane should have went out a little bit better. Let Batman do it. Catwoman just blows him up. Just blows him up with the bike. It doesn't even show her going, hey, Bane, boom. He just gets blown up. He's about to shoot Batman, and then instead he just gets blown up with a bike, like by a rocket launcher bike. I don't know. Like, that's nitpicky once again. I was a big fan of all of those movies, but just the ending just kind of rubbed me the wrong way because it was a bit of a lighter note when the whole entire trilogy was very dark. So that, once again, that's my little gripe with it, but whatever. Interstellar's another one that I have a big problem with, and the reason for this is that I think it's a bit of a cop-out. And, like, so the whole movie is basically Matthew McConaughey taking this big risk to find planets that will be good for Earth because Earth is kind of going to shit. And he goes around hopping the universe looking for good sustainable planets. And they end up on one planet eventually in it where each 5 minutes or something is like 5 years on Earth's time, and they end up getting back to the ship, and his daughter's a lot older than what she was when he left. She was like maybe like 12 or 13 when he left, and then when she talks to him later in the movie, like after this planet, she's in her 30s. He's upset because he missed her whole life, and that's kind of the whole sacrifice of the whole mission. Only for the movie to end with him going into this absurd black hole scene where he's in like behind his bookcase in his house in an alternate timeline, and it's just all weird. Like, it's just completely, like, he ends up, I believe he's not really in his own timeline, but he's in another timeline, and, you know, I don't really like that he gets that chance to reunite with his daughter, as nice as it is, because the whole movie is about sacrificing himself to find a planet to save his daughter. You know, just the appreciation at the end would have been good, instead of having him meet his... It's weird. Like, it's all very strange, as every Christopher Nolan movie is. But I think it would have been better. I mean, I'm really going at him now. This is the second movie in a row that I'm going at his throat, and I'm sure he would just reply that I couldn't possibly comprehend what he was trying to go for, which may be true. Maybe I'm not wise enough for him, but I think that's just a cop-out too. I think it would have been better off if he drove into the black hole. Maybe he ends up getting pulled through the fabrics of the universe and gets spit out to somewhere where actually life could be sustained. And they send out a signal. He won't be able to meet his daughter, but at least he ended up giving humanity hope or something like that. And instead, you just have them linking up again, and it's some weird, like, alternate dimension or alternate, like, universe or whatever the hell it is. And I don't know. Like, it's just, I don't like going for these, like, emotional, gooey reunion stuff. Like, it would have been just as good as if it was as gritty as the whole rest of the movie, him trying to find a way to save Earth. And he could have just done that. But instead, then you have to make sure that he has his reunion with his daughter. Even though he was close with his daughter, I think it would have really built on why it was such a good ending that he sacrificed himself so his daughter could live on. But instead, you have this stupid reunion that, I don't know, big gripe with it. And then the next one that I have on here is, I don't know if a lot of you have seen this one, but this is a show that was on Netflix for a very long time, and it's called Dinosaurs. It was like, it was like a mix of like the Flintstones, the Honeymooners, like just a bunch of stuff like morphed together into this sitcom-y show where it was dinosaurs as the main characters, but it was leaning more towards a younger kids show. So it was like, I don't know, like it was a funny show that like you could just watch every now and then, whatever. And then they just completely throw a wrench into it, where the whole show is lighthearted, upbeat, like a feel good show. Not really feel good, but like it's like a funny, like lighthearted. Like, so it isn't like it's really heavy or whatever. And then all of a sudden, the last episode of the show ever, where they never even bring it back up from this like kids like show, where it gets to the point where with dinosaurs, as it actually did happen, with the I forget what it's you have this winter, like the ice age coming in, and there's no hope for them. And it basically just ends with them having absolutely no hope of surviving, and the family just embracing themselves as the news reporter goes, goodbye and good luck forever. And it pans out of their house with just it absolutely coming down snow, kind of like it is today. Not really, but it's the ice age. So they're toast. And like, it isn't like they're like, oh, we get a rocket ship and fly away, like to a different dinosaur planet. No, they're just dead. And like, they don't show them die, but you know they're going to die. And it's even worse. Like, you almost would rather of them just be dead and be on with it, and maybe slide in like the new, like cavemen or something, like finding their house and chilling there or something, like whatever, hundreds of years later or something. But no, they're just like really upset. All the characters you loved in the whole show, like hugging and just really scared and hopeless, and they're going to die. And you know they're going to die, and it's just really, like, screwed up. You know, like, what, like, I was in high school probably when I, like, was flipping through it, I never actually finished the show, but I remember watching the last episode because I was curious where the hell this was possibly going, thinking it was going to be funny, and it was horrible. It, like, there's like a baby too, like their baby is scared like for its life, and it's just gonna die. It's horrible. It's not funny at all. It's scary. Like, well, not scary, but like, it's like you turn it off, you're like, shit, what the hell? why would you do such a thing? Like, why would they write that into a kid's like a younger kid's show? Like, it was funny the whole time, and then you just have to do that? Like, you didn't, that wasn't even necessary for them to do it. They just decided to do it. And, like, I don't know. I don't know why they decided to make such an atrocity of a show. Or not a show. The show was funny, but the ending, it was not necessary. They could have had them, like, all right, see you later. Like, all waving off as they go on in their dinosaur lives. But instead, they just have to throw the Ice Age in there. And, oh, my God, it's just horrible. And if I'm not mistaken, it's one of the characters' faults that this all happens. They did something in their dinosaur factory that caused a global, like, ice age. And they have nothing they could do about it. It's terrible. But, I mean, once again, a lot of you haven't seen dinosaurs, so I'm not going to bore you with it. I'll move on to the next one, which is Uncut Gems, which was a bit of a roller coaster ride of trying to figure out if you like it or not the whole time. And then you get the end and you're like, why? So this one's a little more of a recent movie, so I'll give you the benefit of the doubt if you I'd fast forward a little bit if you want to see Uncut Gems and don't want to hear how it ends. But the ending of Uncut Gems, it's a roller coaster ride of a movie to begin with, trying to decipher if it's a good movie or a bad movie. It's kind of depressing the whole time because Adam Sandler is such a sad sack of shit in the whole movie. Just the degenerate gambler. And nothing really ever goes right for him. And then at the end, like, as you're like, come on, like, something go right for this poor guy. He ends up hitting this huge, ridiculous parlay in the NBA playoffs before his bookie comes and, like, murders him. So you're like, oh, thank God. Like, he has a little bit of a redemption arc. Like, things are starting to turn up for him. And he, like, you know, and then all of a sudden he lets the, because he was holding them, because he owns a jewelry place. So they have the two doors so that people can't just kick in the door and start waving their gun around. You have to get clearance through one door, then enter another door. So they were locked in between the two doors. So they finally let him out because he's going to be able to pay him. And the bookie is all happy. All of a sudden his henchman shoots Adam Sandler and kills him after he finally did something good. And then the bookie, who's his brother-in-law, is all like, what the fuck? Why'd you do that? And he shoots him too. And he ends up just mindlessly robbing them and runs off. There was no, like, there was no reason for it besides the guy just being a scumbag. I guess you could argue that that was his whole life and that's why he died that way. But it's a, once again, it's a movie. Like, you could have, like, I was talking about how these movies, you need them to be a little bit darker, or there should be a little bit of a darkness into it, but there's no good part of murdering Adam Sandler. They should have just let him end on a high note. Like, of all the movies that I would like to see a little bit of a happy ending is that movie, Uncut Gems, because the whole movie is so depressing for him. And you were like, all right, he finally gets a break, and then he ends up dying. So it goes from him being a shitty person the whole time to it getting even more shitty to it finally picking up for him, and then it just crashes down because he's dead. It's terrible. Like, I don't know. Like, the whole movie was confusing for me to figure out if I liked it or not to begin with, and then he just gets popped, smoked, dead, shot through the eye too nonetheless. Doesn't get shot in the chest and him just like slide down and be like, oh, he gets shot in the eye. He's still grinning when he dies. It's terrible. But it, like, of all the movies that I've listed that I've been like, oh, this should have been a little bit darker, that movie was the one where the whole thing was dark and you want it to end on a high note and it doesn't. It's terrible. Oh my God. Like, I couldn't believe it. Like, just, oh my God. Like, then he robs him on top of it, as if it was bad enough that our protagonist here gets shot and killed, left for dead. Then he robs him his store. And his whole family hates him, too. It's just terrible. Oh, my God. The only person that likes him is the woman that he's cheating on his wife with. It's so stupid. And, like, that was the whole movie. I was like, wow, like, if it ends up ending on a good note, Adam Sandler could, because the joke was if he won something for it. He did play a great role. All he had to do was land the ending, and he just gets smoked for no reason. Moving on. The next, I have three more. Two of them are in my top. I'll save the last two of my top three, I think, worst endings in history. So the next one I'm going to have is going to be controversial, but the ending is just as controversial. So it's really just on your opinion. But The Sopranos, to me, ended in a way that I was not a big fan of. Like the whole, like everything, don't get me wrong, the finale is good. The last couple moments of it, I did not like, because I think you just needed some closure. And it just, before I get, once again, before I reveal the ending, maybe you want to fast forward a few seconds. I probably should have said that way before. But if you haven't seen half the stuff I said before, then, I mean, if you're not going to watch Seinfeld from 1989 now, you're never going to watch it. And if you are, you don't really care. How I Met Your Mother, once again, it's a sitcom, and it's from like 20 years ago. So, well, not 20 years ago, but probably 10, 15 years ago. So if you're not going to, if you didn't watch it then whatever, you don't care enough now. But so just like skip ahead a few. I mean, I know The Sopranos is older than How I Met Your Mother, but The Sopranos is The Sopranos. So let's not get it twisted about which show is better. Sopranos would freaking take a shit on How I Met Your Mother. And if you disagree with me, then whatever. That's your opinion, but sorry you don't have any taste. But The Sopranos, the last couple seconds with the screen is going black. I just wasn't a fan of it. You could have just ended it with the whole family sitting together at the diner having a meal, and I would have been like, let that settle a bit more, because it just shows that they're finally out of the woods after this, after like a season and a half of Tony like being like a complete bug out, beefing with the New York City mob. Finally there was some resolution and peace. But instead, you're just having, like, you're just left scratching your head because it just goes black. And you don't know the reason why. Like, it could, everyone goes, oh, well, maybe it was Meadow, or maybe it was the person with the Teamster jacket next to him, or whatever. Or whatever. There was something club on it, or something like that. Or a member's jacket. Whatever it was, it just really, I don't know. If you were going to kill Tony Soprano, you probably should have just killed him instead of it leaving it up to interpretation. I could respect the ballsy move to try and do that, but I don't know. Like, I think it was such a good show that just for it to be left up for interpretation, the ending, I did not like. It was such an artsy little thing to do at the end when the whole show was very real and gritty, for it to end in such a weird, like, up to you kind of way, I wasn't a big fan of. And then James Gandolfini died on top of it, so you can't really ask him, what do you think happened to Tony? I don't know. I just have a big gripe with it. I love the show. The show is one of the all-time best. But the ending, I just have a big problem with, because I just don't think that was the way the show has been written the whole time, for it to be left up to interpretation on what's happening, what's happened to Tony. And we'll just never know now. So, I don't know. A lot of people say that they think he died. A lot of people say that it was Meadow walking in, whatever. I just didn't agree with how it ended. And I don't think a lot of people did either. And the thing is that I didn't even watch it live. Imagine spending almost a decade of your life watching The Sopranos for it to end with it just cutting to black. I don't know. I would have not been happy. Almost not as happy as good transition, Ryan. Game of Thrones. What the hell was the people who wrote Game of Thrones thinking with the whole entire last season? How could you do such a thing? Such a godless, gutless, stupid, mindless, idiotic thing than to make the last season the way that they did. And there's multiple reasons. You know, some of these things I was kind of grasping at straws there, like, oh, whatever, like with the Titanic, with Rose not moving over for Jack, or, you know, with Sopranos, the screen black. Game of Thrones was one of the worst endings of, it probably is the worst ending. I think that's the one I would put at number one. The next one's going to be number two, but this probably takes the cake for the worst ending ever, because it goes against the whole entire show's premise, and I just cannot wrap my head around. You spend the, once again, fast forward through this if you don't want to hear how Game of Thrones ends, if you're working on it, because I'm sure there are still some people who are. But you build the whole show up. The first scene of the show is the White Walkers, and you're building it up for 8 seasons, for years and years and years and years and years for the White Walkers, and you finally get them at the end of the show, and you have this whole battle set up for the Battle of Winterfell. And first of all, like, you didn't kill anyone that was of note in that. You spend the whole show axing main characters, and you save it for this Battle of Winterfell, where the only main person that died was Theon Greyjoy. And, you know, and then on top of it, then you have this guy, the Night King, that you spend the whole show, season after season after season, years of waiting and discussing this Night King, yada, 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 for him to not even really fight Jon Snow, for him not really fight anyone, to walk up to Bran Stark, for him to get stabbed in the back by someone he's never even encountered the whole show. And that's it. They all vanish, the White Walkers, after an hour-long sequence. You build them up for years. For years you built them up, and you kill them in a blink of an eye, and in a not even really cool way, you get stabbed in the back. It's terrible. And then you have the whole show's main character, Daenerys Targaryen, all of a sudden decide in the final season, in a matter of 3 or 4 episodes, you know what? I am crazy, and I'm going to end up burning down the whole city, and then I'm going to just, whatever, I'm going to fuck off and go somewhere else and conquer there. And, like, you're like, what? The whole show's about her liberating these people. And all of a sudden, in, like, 3 episodes, she decides that she changes her mind, is going to go and burn down a city with full of people. And then, like, it's stupid. And then she's crazy. And then, ugh, God. And, like, everyone hates her in the matter of a few episodes. The season before, there really is no buildup to her being nuts. The season before that, less, like, there's nothing. There's no, all of a sudden, it's just like, oh, yeah, she's crazy. Stupid. And then you bring in this fucking Jack Sparrow idiot, Euron Greyjoy, who no one asked for. And if they did, I'm sure they wanted him to be a lot more badass. In the books, he's a legit badass, like, with one eye and can control dragons and is really smart. And in this, in the show, they made him some bumbling pirate idiot. And it's just so stupid. And to make it even worse, then you have Cersei Lannister. He dies off screen, so you don't even know if he actually officially dies, which is stupid. One of the main show's characters, Jaime Lannister, dies from that idiot. Doesn't even die from, like, Daenerys or, I don't know, like, because now he's back at King's Landing to get Cersei. So, like, it isn't like he dies from, like, I don't know, it's one of the people from up north fighting him or something like that. He dies from fucking, from Euron Greyjoy, who no one even wanted in, like, that type of character in the show to begin with, some pirate asshole, and then he dies. from that guy, of all people. And even worse than that, Cersei Lannister. Cersei Lannister is the most hated person, I think, in television history. People want her to get the dragon to burn her to death. They want her to be dragged to the streets and beaten to death. They want Arya Stark to stab her and cut her throat. And instead, she dies from not even a direct attack on her, from a rock falling on her. That is so stupid. So beyond stupid that she died from a rock falling on her and her brother who got stabbed by a pirate. Like, that is so stupid. And then the icing on the cake of stupidity of the show, besides the fact that the dragon decides to burn the Iron Throne in some symbolic, stupid, like, meaningful thing that, like, oh, the throne is causing all of this bloodshed. It shouldn't even, like, the dragon wasn't thinking that. The dragon's a dragon. Like, obviously they have a connection with Daenerys, but, like, it wasn't going to be like, you know what? Well, there's a really big conflict going on here between people over this throne. It appears that their lust for power needs to be ended by me burning down this throne. Stupid. On top of it, then they have the friggin' voting for who's the king, and they vote for Bran Stark, who no one, like, even crossed their mind. No one even, like, Tyrion would have been cool because he was so smart and loves running things. Like, he ended up being the Hand of the King, which was all right, I guess. You know, it could have been Jon Snow, who everyone wanted. Obviously, he didn't want it, which is the big joke. And then he gets banished. He gets banished because of the Unsullied, who, first of all, left. They left Westeros, so you didn't even need to banish him because they were gone. There was no one that was going to hold you accountable for that. No one wanted him to leave. You could have just left him there. And, you know, like, they left. You see them leave. It isn't like now where you have the internet. You could Google and see if Jon Snow is still beyond the wall. They're gone. All right, John, they're gone. Come back. Instead, they banished him. Like, it was just a mess. What a mess. You spend years doing this show. You get offered 3 more seasons so that you could build on the plot and extend it and go closer to what the books are. But instead, you create this disaster, this smut film of a finale. This absolute, it's a smut. It's like it should be rated X because it's such a, it's, I don't know. It's just a fucking nightmare. It really is. Like, that's, it's, it should be complete smut because you sit through years and years and years of this show for that. For something that is just such a nightmare, a hellscape of an ending. No one asked for it. No one wanted that. No one wanted that, and it was terrible and disgraceful, and the people who made that should never even write a McDonald's commercial, how bad that ending was. Disgraceful. Disgraceful writing. I could have wrote a better ending. And what am I doing? I'm talking to you people. I could write a better ending, and we're here talking about a friggin' fighting chimpanzees in an arena. For Christ's sake, people here. This is what we're doing, and I could write a better ending. Oh, my God. That was bad. Now, drumroll for, this was probably number one, and number two is just as bad as Star Wars. The whole, and I'm not talking about just Star Wars, like, oh, like one of the episodes. The whole thing got ruined because of the new trilogy. Years and years of this poor guy George Lucas's work ended because Disney bought it and assigned it to people who had no idea what Star Wars was. The plot is the most cheesy, stupid thing ever. First of all, it was a complete money grab. John Boyega's character, Finn the Poor, like, had a good concept of him being a defected stormtrooper. And the poor guy, they advertised the whole movie as if it's going to be him wielding the lightsaber and him being this big main character. And it was a money grab, the poor guy. They send him on a wild goose chase doing stupid stuff in the second one. The second one might be the worst movie I have ever seen in my life. The second Star Wars of this new trilogy might be the worst, stupid, poor acted, poor directed, poor written, stupid, disconnected from the plot of everything that the whole Star Wars universe had and turned it into the dumbest thing I have ever, like, watched. I would pay money for how much, like, I would pay a year's salary to get back those 2 hours of my life because of how much time was, how bad it was wasted. It was horrible. Absolutely horrible. Like, first of all, it was completely fucked up that they have this whole thing with Finn, the defected, like, they show in the trailer of the first of the three of John Boyega to being a defected stormtrooper. And you think, all right, whatever. And then he has the lightsaber in the trailer. So you're thinking, oh, wow, he ended up being a Jedi. That's awesome. No. If you go and watch the show or the movie, the scenes all the way at the end. Well, first of all, he uses it two different times. So you're thinking, okay, he just needs to be trained. Then he just gets his, like, just gets that ripped from him for Rey, who you don't know who she is. And, like, then they just cast him aside. It would have been a really cool idea to really expand on the stormtroopers, like, defecting and this and that, build on his time a little bit more. They don't even really mention him being a stormtrooper anymore. It's, like, really bad. Then the second one, who I just recently found out, the person who directed the second Star Wars of the new trilogy is the same guy who made the Fly episode of Breaking Bad. And honestly, the Fly episode of Breaking Bad is probably as good as the second Star Wars of this new trilogy. Oh my God, it's terrible. It has nothing to do with what Star Wars is. And sadly, the third one really is just backtracking, trying to fix what Rian Johnson fucked up. The third one, the original script for the third one was going to be great, a great conclusion to the whole Star Wars universe. It was going to be going to Darth Vader's castle. Kylo Ren was going to go, and he's going to face off against the Force ghost Darth Vader. They were going to go to Coruscant, which, for those of you who don't know, is where, like, the Senate was in the episodes 1, 2, and 3 of it. And instead, we get a forgettable, lackluster Easter egg hunt for them to find God knows what. It's so bad, it's forgettable. You bring back a villain that we didn't even want in it. Well, we would have wanted it in it if the second one was done better and actually introduced them in the second one instead of just throwing them in willy-nilly in the third one. And the final battle is stupid. And on top of the stupidity, the bad guy of the whole thing decides at the very end that he wants to be good, which, all right, like, it was just very randomly he decides to switch teams. And, like, okay, like, that's awesome that he did that. But then he sacrifices himself for the girl who he's been fighting for this whole third trilogy. And they kiss. What? No one asked for it. They can't just be two, like, adversaries that just so happen to be opposite gender. You have to have them kiss at the end? What? No one wanted it. They never even had any, like, there was no heat or tension. It was just them being adversaries the whole time. And then they kiss at the end. Random kiss. And then he dies. And that's about it. It was a complete waste of time. The last one. I was saying to my friend the other day that I want to petition the third trilogy of it and have that cast aside, the last three of those movies, as fan films. Just terribly written fan films that have nothing to do with the Star Wars universe, and bring back George Lucas to make the last three again. Because the last three were terrible. I spit on the people. J.J. Abrams and Ryan Johnson, if this somehow finds your ears, fuck you for just massacring a great trilogy or a great saga. You didn't ruin just three movies. You ruined six others, too, because of how badly you ended it. People forget that those last three were supposed to be the end of the whole Star Wars movies all in one. And that's what they came out with. Just shit, smut, terrible, horrible. I hate it. I hate it, and I hate them for ruining something that was so good. The people who write the shows now are good, are very good, very well written. They actually tie into the Star Wars universe. Those movies were horrible. A toddler could have made better movies than those. Horrific. I think I said this was going to be a quick one. I think we're going about almost an hour now. But I'll end it there for you guys. Enjoy your snow days if you have them. Enjoy working, hopefully from home, during this bad weather. And if you're in a warm weather climate, then good for you. We're not so fortunate here in New Jersey. But anyway, thank you all for listening. Have a good one.